honor to be here this weekend. We come in Thursday, and your pastor and Miss Renee, they just are so courteous and kind, and we appreciate them. Appreciate God crossing our paths. And believe it or not, we crossed paths down in Mississippi. He was preaching for Brother Cody Tucker, and the Lord knit our hearts together that night several years ago. And he's been preaching revival for us for 4 or 5 years now. And we love Brother Ken. We love you, Pastor. And I want to say to the church, thank you for the great place to stay. We are out here right by the fellowship hall, and it has been tremendous. Just want to thank you so much for that. And I want to thank you ladies that went on the trip. You'll never know this side of heaven. How God used you to touch my wife's heart. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it. Boy, God's good this morning. I want to say God's been ministering in our heart this morning. It sure is good to be here. Wherever the Lord is, it's a good place to be. But I want to say this morning, I'm grateful the Lord saved me by His good grace. And I'm glad God loved us. Appreciate them songs that were sung this morning, talking about Calvary, showing forth love. And I'm grateful God loved me. Aren't you? Aren't you glad God loves you? And this entire Bible is about the redemption of mankind. That's an ongoing theme through the whole book. It doesn't matter if you red, yellow, black, white, rich or poor. I sure am glad God loves us. I bless His good name. Well, this morning I'd like to call your attention to the New Testament of your Bible, to the book of 1 Peter this morning. 1 Peter. And we'll be noticing 1 Peter chapter number 4. And we'll begin our reading here in verse number 12. Thank you so much for standing in reverence for the reading of God's Word. Where the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter number 4, verse 12, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when His glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part He is evil spoken of, but on your part He is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. As the Lord is our help, we'll preach on being victorious through the trials of life. Let's go to the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You this morning for the great privilege we have to be here in Your church, Lord. God, this great church, Lord, that You birthed here. God, thank You. Thank You we're in the house of God this morning instead of out somewhere else, Lord. Thank You for the Spirit of God that led us here. God, thank You, Lord, for the Spirit of God that's working in the midst, God, of lost people's heart that may be here this morning. Oh, God, that today might be the day of salvation. And God, that they'd find out what this great love is. that you have for mankind. God, help the saints this morning. Oh God, help us to be what we should be for your glory. God, that you might speak through us, Lord. And God, that we wouldn't be seen or heard, but God, we'd hear from heaven. We sure do need you, Lord, more than we need a drink of water or any dollar amount in this world. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Pray that we'll decrease, and God, that you'll increase mightily. It's in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. I want to say what Brother Ken said, it sure is good to be saved this morning. The Lord has brought us a long way, all of us this morning, that's been saved by the grace of God. And I'll tell you, there's many things on this road that I never dreamed that I'd have to go down, but I'm going to tell you what, God's people, we're going down the road of victory. But I'll tell you, there's going to be all kinds of obstacles along the way to try to get you off track, try to get you off course. That's Satan's job. He's going to try to mess you up. He hates your children today. He hates families. He hates your pastor. He hates the Word of God. He hates this church as a whole. But I'm glad that we are more than conquerors this morning through Him that loved us. Amen. But this morning, as we look into this text, we understand, as we see 1 Peter, we understand that the believers were suffering, going through many trials, many troubles. And can I say to you, you see in the book of 1 Peter, you'll see in chapter 1 and first part of chapter number 2, the great salvation that God has given us. Amen. How He saved us by His good grace. But then you'll notice over here in chapter number 2 on through chapter number 3, you're going to see there's a sanctification process here in this book. Might I say to you, when God saves you, the sanctifying work of your salvation continues all through your life, and you're to become more like Jesus than you were the first day the Lord saved you. Amen. I'll tell you, it's a process. But we notice also, in chapter number 4, you're going to notice the verses we read, he speaks much about suffering in this book. But also, you're going to notice, he talks about service in chapter number 5. But the ongoing theme is having victory over suffering here in this book. But I would notice one of the key verses, I believe, here in this book is that of chapter number 1 and verse number 21, I believe it is. Chapter number 2, verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow His steps. You found that to be true since you've been saved by the grace of God. It's not a walk in the park and cool breezes blowing all the time. There's difficulty. There's strife that comes along in your life. And the devil, my dear friend, is your adversary. He's a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. But beloved, can I say to you, you don't have to be a victim of suffering. Thank God you can be victorious through suffering. Amen. I choose to be victorious this morning instead of being a victim. We notice here, we see that in God's grace, there's this saving grace. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for God's saving grace. I'm a farm boy, raised on a farm down in Mississippi, and I never knew what all this was. I would have never dreamed, Miss Dana, that I'd have been in a church house, let alone in a place in Georgia. Somebody say amen. But if Georgia's a good place to be. But can I say to you this morning, I never grew up in the house of God. Didn't know nothing about all this stuff. And then God saved me when I was 32 years old and birthed into the family of God. And I'm telling you, fixing to be 57 here in a few weeks. But I'm going to tell you, it just keeps, as old preacher said, getting gooder and gooder. Hallelujah. It just keeps getting better all the time. But friend, can I say to you, thank God for His saving grace
But thanks be unto God for His sustaining grace. I'm glad, thank God, He'll walk with you. Hallelujah. And He'll speak to your heart and He'll fill you up, thank God, with His Spirit. And you can walk in victory when everybody else thinks you ought to be quitting, thank God. The Lord just sustains you and gives you strength to carry on. Hallelujah. Might I say to you, my friend, it is that of strengthening grace. It keeps us sustained. I bless His good name. But we notice here the Lord, my friend, has begun a good work in these people. The Lord had begun a good work in Peter when He saved him, an old fisherman. Aren't you glad God saves old fishermen? Amen. I'm thankful He saves old farmers too. Amen. Woo! Aren't you glad that the Lord saves? But can I say to you this morning, He begun a good work in them that day, and He's going to perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 1 and verse number 6 tells us that great truth. But we notice, my dear friend, we're going to notice in Philippians, notice what the Bible says in chapter number 1 of verse number 29. The Bible says, "For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on Him." I think we just stop there sometimes just to believe on Him and shout her out, amen. But notice what it says, "but also to suffer for His sake." I tell you, suffering goes along with salvation. This world, have you noticed how much they hate God? Have you noticed, my dear friend, when somebody gets elected that even resembles the things of God? Oh, how they hate them. How they want to drive them out. I tell you, we ought to be praying for our leaders that's trying to do right. Those who are saved soundly by the grace of God and standing for what's right. But can I say to you this morning, we notice here this is part of the territory. Now I want to go back and reference here. In John's Gospel, chapter number 21, notice, if you will, Jesus was speaking unto Peter here in these verses. John 21, verse number 18, the Bible says, Jesus speaking, He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee, whether thou wouldest not." Oh, my friend, notice what He was doing. He was telling Peter that he was going to die a martyr's death. But friend, might I say, notice in verse 19, "This spake He, signifying by what death He should glorify God. And when He had spoken this, He saith unto him, follow Me." If the Lord told you how you was going to die, my dear friend, for the faith that you had in Him, when He said, "follow Him," would you do it? I'm telling you, my friend, He warned Peter ahead. This is not going to be easy, but boy, it's going to be good along the way. Can I say to you over here in Acts chapter number 5, in verse number 12, I believe, Acts chapter number 12, verse number 6. I'll get there in a minute. Y'all bear with me. It says in verse number 6, "And when Herod would have brought Him forth the same night," notice this, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with chains, and the keepers before the door, the prison. See, Peter was supposed to be executed the next morning, but there he was, sound asleep. Boy, isn't it something how God had brought Peter along. He called him from a fisherman, my dear friend. And then do you remember, my friend, how that he ran and he denied the Lord's name? Might I say, he was still saved. He got scared. Anybody ever got scared in here? But I'm telling you, my friend, God had brought him along. You remember when he denied the Lord, he went away and he wept bitterly, but he didn't come back to say, thank God he came back, amen. As a lot of folks don't never come back. But might I say to you, he came back a different man, and God was using suffering in his life to sanctify him and to strengthen him and to get him to serve him with a full heart. Don't you think it's strange, my dear friend, when things come your way that are not in your plans? But honey, let me tell you, my friend, it's all in God's plan. And I'm glad that I'm in His hand this morning. And thank God, through the struggles and the strife and the suffering along the way, God, my dear friend, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Thank God for who He is.
Y'all allowed to say yippee around here?
Amen. Might I say to you,
notice what He said in our text. Man, I got to get to our text. Y'all not listening fast enough. Notice here.
Here in chapter number 4 and verse number 12 of our text in 1 Peter, that first word there is beloved. It means beloved. It means well loved. Aren't you glad that you're well loved of the Lord? And friend, He knows where you're at this morning. I remember when God saved me and I got to going to church. I thought, sure, everybody at church loved Jesus. But I found out different. But I found that the Lord's love has never wavered. Never has He quit loving me, and neither will He you. Might I say to you, we see here, first of all, I'd like to mention this morning, these trials that you can be victorious in. First of all, trials are personal. I want to say this morning, trials are personal. Look in our text, the Bible says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try your neighbor. No, it says to try you. I'm telling you, trials are personal. In other words, what's going to happen after that you're saved soundly by the grace of God? You're going to get tested. And you're going to get tried. There's going to be temptations come your way. And I'm telling you, my dear friend, what's going to happen in this personal trial, it's going to test to see if your faith is authentic or not. There's a test for authenticity. There's a test for genuineness. Because the proof, as they say, is in the pudding, amen. Can I say to you, my dear friend, we notice that happened to the apostles. Notice, if you will, in the book of Acts. We're going to be turning to a lot of scripture this morning. Acts chapter number 5. Notice, if you will, I want you to see what happened here. We understand that here Peter is again, and the other apostles. Notice what the Bible said. Of course, they had been told not to teach, not to preach, not to do these things. But notice what it said in verse 29 of chapter number 5. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. I want to tell you, there's going to be folks try to talk you out of serving God. They're going to tell you you've lost your mind. They're going to tell you this church down here is plumb crazy and that preacher crazy down there. Well, thank God I'm crazy too. Amen. I tell you, we ought to just walk with God and quit worrying about what everybody else tells us to do and listen to what God says. I want to say this morning, it's going to test you. It's going to try you, my dear friend. And what's going to happen in your life is you're going to wind up broken at times. But don't you think when God breaks you that you fell all to pieces and thrown in the garbage can? No, no, no. When God breaks you, you'll come out better on the other side. But please don't come out bitter on the other side. I've been both. I found that bitterness don't help me, but when God's trying to better you, if you'll give in and listen to Him, David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. Can I say to you, the Lord is going to see you through this if you'll just listen to Him. David said, yea. You know what that means? Yes, Lord. Accept what God brings. brings your way, what He allows to come your way. You've got to understand the devil, my dear friend, has to ask permission before he does anything with a child of God. I'm telling you, I'm glad he has to be granted permission. How did he do Job? You remember how Job, he presented himself before the Lord with the sons of God, and he came and the Lord said, "Hast thou considered my servant Job? He's perfect and upright. Can I say he escheweth evil? And beloved, can I say to you, he knew that the devil was wanting to try him." But I'm telling you, the Lord uses the devil to test us and to try us and to bring us out on the other side. God's not trying to harm you. He's trying to help you. Amen. Boy, that's hard to understand sometimes. These things that's happened along the way, I still don't understand, but God took care of it, amen. Can I say to you, you may wind up broken, but you know what we do many times as God's people? Here in our text verse in chapter 4, verse 12, He says, "Beloved, think it not strange." We find it strange. We find it shocking. Man, if you listen to the Name It and Claim It bunch and the Wealth and Prosperity bunch on television, they'll tell you, if you give a dollar, you'll have a million. Hadn't worked for me yet. But can I say to you, I'm richer, my dear friend, than the richest man here in the world that has the biggest houses in the land and the biggest vehicles and the biggest bank account. Thank God the grace account is full and there's plenty for you. There's plenty for me. There's plenty for Brother Ken. Hallelujah. The trouble he's going through, but I'm assured that God's going to see him through it. Amen. How about you today? I believe he's going to see us all through because all of this is a test for authenticity. But I want you to notice also under this heading, this test of authenticity to check out whether you're going to have a, you'll have a test for availability. If it's real, you'll be available. I'd rather be available, hadn't you, than hiding over in a hole somewhere, like a rabbit. I want to be available for the Lord. But can I say to you, my friend, hey, can I say it's going to test you to see if you stay in there? Because, my dear friend, when you get broken in this matter, and then after that you have people belittling you, it's going to check you out. I remember was pastoring, and God was doing a great work in the church there, not because we was there, because He is there. And boy, I tell you, the wheels came off after about 7 years or so. Man, all hell broke loose. Had a man try to make advances toward my teenage daughter in the church, and it drove her away from church. When she got 18, she left the house, went out in the world. Come back. Can I get a witness? Anybody? That little girl I used to hold in my arms. I done went through some stuff. In our area, I don't know how it is in y'all's, but it's getting better, but folks look down on mixed children. And I had a mixed grandchild. I had all kind of advice from the super brethren, you know. I didn't know what to do. Had an old preacher told me one time, "Son, we don't know what to do, just do what you know to do. Read your Bible, go to church, pray. If you can't do nothing else, keep doing that. Just worship God through it." I remember walking up that hospital not knowing what to do. And I looked through that glass, seen that little old baby there. She got right in here. She'll be 12 years old before too long. I got 7 grandchildren. I know I don't look that old. Y'all pray for me, all right? But anyway, God's been good to me. He's been good to my wife. And through all of this stuff, she wound up marrying a guy that'd been in prison. I mean, it was, you name it, it's happened.
And that old boy one night here a while back up at Locust Grove Baptist Church, Brother Ken. Brother Jack Williams, brother, y'all know Brother Jack, Brother Dana's nephew. I love that dear brother. We've been friends several years. I went up there talking to him on the front bench and told him to pray for my son-in-law. He was there that night, came to church. And I went down to the altar that night. I was leading somebody to the Lord in our church, I think it was. There's folks getting saved everywhere. And man, I got up out of the altar and I was headed back to my pew and I found a big hand on my shoulder trying to pull me back. And I turned around. There my old son-in-law was standing there, tears running down his face. He said, I want what you and Dana's got. Man, you're looking at nothing this morning without God. But I'm telling you, I got to lead that old boy to the Lord and all. He's been in church ever since, and he'll come to our house and ask me what I think now. He thought I was the dumbest human on the face of the earth before that. Boy, God. But what if we'd quit? I can't imagine quitting on our Lord. Because He didn't quit on us. Can you hear me this morning? That whatever may come your way, it's going to test you. Ain't one of us worth nothing without the Spirit of God inside of us. Sealed until the day of redemption. And I'm telling you, if God had given up on me, that old boy would never get saved. If I'd have given up on God, he might not ever got saved. Next thing you know, my daughter-in-law didn't have much use to me. My son's wife, she got born again. Hallelujah. And I got baptized. Boy asked me to come up there and baptize them. And then next thing you know, I felt three grandchildren got saved. Went up there and baptized them. And, I'm going to tell you, folks, all this stuff's working together for good. For them that love God and are the called according to His purpose. And might I say to you, God is working on you. He's letting you go through some things, but you're not walking alone. Thank God that shepherd in the valley of the shadow of death, he had walked through that valley first, and he'd go over and prepare the tableland for the sheep and get it ready for them. And then he would go through with them. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm glad to know our Lord, my dear friend, has come into this world and he's experienced any and every thing we'll ever experience before we ever showed up on the scene. But hallelujah, He walks with us through the struggles. Time out. Yippee. We do that in Mississippi every now and then. It'd be alright, won't it? We say hallelujah too, amen. But can I say to you, it's going to test you for availability. 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse number 12 says, yea, that while that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. That's part of the territory. But I'll tell you, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I done preached the second point. Trials are painful. They hurt. But I sure am glad the Lord helps us through them. Bless His good name. I'm reminded of the pain that comes along in our life. 2 Corinthians 12:8 says, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. I grew up in a violent environment, a lot of abuse. Never got to spend a night with nobody other than my grandmother that lived on the same property. My daddy he wasn't a drinking man or nothing, but his mind would just go way out there, and he suffered all this depression and struggle. He's an unsaved man. I loved him, though. I tried to tell him about Jesus. But Brother Ken, he never said yes.
There'll be folks I preach to every Sunday, Brother Ken, you too. They just never say yes. But I'd encourage you too to say yes to the Lord. And I inherited all that old depression and anxiety. There's some dark days sometimes. I'm not here to get pity. I'm just telling you what Jesus can do for you in heaven. The Lord put me with a joyous lady that just keeps walking. Just keeps going. God used her to win me to Jesus. I sure am glad I had a saved wife, Brother Ken. I sure am glad she's got a saved husband now. But I'll tell you, sometimes it'll get dark and you find yourself not knowing where to go, what to do, where to turn. But the Lord reminds you who you belong to. He'll give you a word when you pray and when you seek His face. When you read the Bible and you come in on Sunday morning and you just don't even feel like going, but you go anyway. You get behind the pulpit, Brother Ken, and you put your knee on the floor and you call on the Lord and it all just leaves you. Boy, ain't nothing like it coming to the house of God, singing those songs of Zion. I sure am glad that God called me out of all of that. I never would have dreamed that I got to get to do what I do, but I would never dream the blessings that God bestowed upon me, but I'm telling you, you can have victory through all of these trials of life. And you gotta have some things in your life that keeps you humble. The Lord, Paul sought the Lord thrice to remove it. But God knows what's best, don't He? Because trials are for a purpose. Isaiah 48:10 says, I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Charles Spurgeon said it like this, and he suffered greatly with that same problem as I've talked of this morning. He said, it is no mean thing to be chosen of God. God's choice makes chosen men. Choice men. We're not chosen in the palace, but we're chosen in the furnace. I'm a whosoever will preacher, amen. I'll get that right up there to start with. But I'm telling you the providence of God in your life. He lets you go through things in order to make you. But you know what He done for Peter? Anybody got, we got any Peters in here this morning? I used to know everything, Brother Ken. I know less than I've ever known now. I know He lives. I know He lives in my heart. I know He's coming back for us. Amen. There's a whole lot of things up for debate. But I'm telling you, God is faithful. Amen. And I say to you, He's letting you go through that to make you better than you were than you went in. Can I say Peter experienced that in his life? Might I say He'll produce a man, a woman, or a young person that's available for service. I wanted to read one more verse down here I read earlier in Acts chapter number 5. Let's notice this a little further in Acts chapter number 5. You know, they were the warning of Gamaliel, the teacher of Israel there. He warned this crowd about Peter, or Paul, excuse me. But notice here, it says, but if it be of God, in verse 39, you cannot overthrow it, lest happily you be found even to fight against God. And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. Boy, a lot of Baptists would quit that day. A lot of Baptist preachers, I hope I wouldn't be one of them, don't you, Brother Ken? Quit that day. But notice this. And they departed from the presence of the council. Hey, you're going to depart from the presence of some folks sometime, but don't depart from the presence of God. Can I say to you, He said here, they parted from the presence of the council, notice this. They were rejoicing, they were counted worthy to suffer shame for His name. Rejoicing takes place during the struggles. But notice in verse number 42, the Bible says this, and daily in the temple, and in every house they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. They kept on going despite what man told them to do. They listened to God. See, God's got a purpose in all this. He's strengthening His people. He's teaching us who He really is. He's transforming us into who He wants us to be. Can I say to you, He's going to give you a testimony through all of this. Notice, if you will, in 1 Peter, around close to our text, I got to hurry. The Bible says in verse number 10 of chapter number 5, let's notice that. 1 Peter chapter number 5, verse number 10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while. Do you see that? That tells me God's got His eye on His clock. God's got His hand on the thermostat. He knows what you can take and what you can't. And He's going to see you through. Notice this. Suffer while He'll make you perfect, establish you, strengthen you. Why is He doing all this? So that you'll learn to trust Him more. Notice in verse 19 of chapter number 4. Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. The Apostle Paul said over in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 12, he'd suffered many things. He said, for this cause I suffered many things, but I know in whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. I'm telling you, you can be victorious through suffering. Saint of God, Jesus loves you. He had never quit loving you. No matter how hard it gets, He has never stopped loving you. A lost person this morning, it's so much better to serve God than it is be in this world. I'm glad, Brother Ken, if I'm laid up in a hospital somewhere, I ain't laying there wondering where I'm headed. I'm headed to heaven now, not because I'm a preacher, not because I'm at Liberty Baptist Church this morning, because my name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I'm glad when you stand before the Lord, He's not going to pull a book out and look through it and see if your name's there or not. Honey, He knows whether it's there or not. And He hadn't forgot you. He's going to take care of you. And He can make you victorious through suffering. Let's all stand. God spoke to your heart as our pianist comes. Father, I love you. And Lord, I'm nothing this morning, God, without you. None of us are. Please help these precious people this morning. I know your help's available. Oh, God, as many may be suffering. God, things going through their mind and heart. Oh, our God, I pray that they'd come to old-fashioned altar. God, get help that they need. I pray for the lost person this morning that's never been saved. Oh, God, this morning might be that morning they repent and call on your name, Lord. Sure do love you. It's in Jesus' name.
Yes.